This program contains explicit content and subject matter which may be unsuitable for some listeners. Discretion is advised.
Smart. Sexy. Kinky. Fun.
Welcome to Sex Out Loud with your host, sex educator, author, and filmmaker, Tristan Taramino. It's sex-positive radio like you've never heard before. Tristan talks about sexuality from every angle with leading authors, experts, artists, and icons. From sex education and sexual politics to BDSM and non-monogamy, nothing is off limits. So get ready to open your mind and expand your horizons. This is Sex Out Loud. And now here's your host, Tristan Taramino.
Welcome to Sex Out Loud, everyone. Hey, we are live today. So if you want to call in and join the conversation or ask us questions, you can call us at 866-472-5788. 866-472-5788. Or you can post questions to our Twitter, which is at Sex Out Loud Radio. So today's guest is someone I've wanted to talk to for a while. Because you know what? She's been in the game a long, long time. And I think there's a certain perspective when you have been in it for decades and seen the changes and seen the evolution and also seen the spots where we still need to do work. So I'm excited to talk to her. Let me tell you about her. Dr. Lori Batito is a clinical psychologist with a specialty in sex therapy and has been a practicing psychotherapist for close to 30 years. For the last 27 years, she has been doing radio and television, dispensing sex and relationship advice. She is a regular contributor to various magazines, newspapers, and television shows. She is the host of a nightly Canadian syndicated call-in show called Passion, where she discusses issues related to sexuality with her listeners. Dr. Lori is also president of the Sexual Health Network of Quebec and a past president of the Canadian Sex Research Forum. She's the author of the book, The Sex Bible for People Over 50, and has two TEDx talks on the subject of sexuality. Welcome to Sex Out Loud, Dr. Lori.
Well, it is a true pleasure to be here. True pleasure. There's so one thing that I should mention too that I don't think was mentioned in the intro is that I'm the director of the Pornhub Sexual Wellness Center.
Very good. Sorry, I left that out.
Which is something we could talk about later because that's been quite an interesting turn in my career.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So I want to tell everyone go to YouTube and type in her name and TEDx to see these two talks, which are both really good. In one of your TED Talks, you open with a pretty provocative statement. Okay, the talk is about passion versus sex, ensuring right. The viability of your relationship. And you say, like, just a minute in, that passion is like anxiety.
Yep.
Okay, so explain yourself.
Well, the good kind of anxiety, but you can't sustain it long term because it's all, you know, when you think about the beginning of a relationship, it's the butterflies in your stomach and it's a little bit of an uneasy feeling, actually, if you were to analyze what it feels like, right? It's anxiety. That's what butterflies in the stomach actually mean. It's very exciting at the beginning, but not really sustainable. And I think the reason I say that is because so many people, as a therapist, I see a lot of couples, and they'll say things to me like, oh, I'd love us to get back to what it was in the beginning. But you can't get that back because that's a one time, that happens at the beginning of relationships. It's like trying to reclaim your virginity. You love evolves, it changes. And part of that change is that you lose the butterflies, but the love deepens. You get other kinds of feelings, but you kind of lose those butterflies and you start eating again and, you know, stuff like that.
Right, and calling your friends and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, look, even studies have been done to show that married people or people in long-term relationships get fat together. Well, at the beginning of a relationship, those butterflies prevent you from eating. It's like, oh, I'm nauseous. I don't want to eat. I'm too excited.
Right. So we're all just having kind of one extended panic attack for between 6 months and 18 months, which is really hard on the system. But it is one of the most common things that people say, right? They're trying to bring the spark back, go back to how it used to be. And I think it's part of the sort of mythology of sex and love and relationships,
yeah.
You know, that after a certain point, when the person comes home from work, you don't want to rip their clothes off. Like, you have laundry to do and you have to maybe take care of your elderly parents and you have kids.
Yeah.
And the car is the shop. And so it's like there's a few things to do before I just rip your clothes off in the living room.
Well, when you're at the very beginning of a relationship, when you're going out on dates and you're getting together, there's an expectation that sex will happen. You want to maximize the time that you're with. But once you're in a long-term relationship and now involved in life beyond just the two of you in that little bubble, then it's much harder to, you've got to carve out time for that. And it's not that you can't get a spark. You can get a spark. You're just not going to get the raging fire that will last all that time.
Right.
You got to work at it.
And so part of it, is it that our expectations are the problem?
Yes. I believe our expectations are definitely a problem. And the happiest couples, and this is just, I saw a research paper on this, the happiest couples are those that accept the ebbs and flows, that do not have huge expectations that sex should be the same throughout the relationship. And they can talk about it, they can talk through it, they can accept that, okay, this is a bad time and maybe my partner's not available because of whatever reason, without putting pressure and without kind of bitching about it and all of that. And those are the happiest couples. They're the ones most likely to succeed long term.
Well, that makes sense because in addition to sex, there's so much that's constantly changing and evolving in the relationship.
Of course.
So if you have the skill of flexibility, if you have the commitment to flexibility in one area, you probably have it in these other areas too, which
exactly.
is that you don't think, you know, things are going to remain static.
That's right. That's completely unrealistic. But I hear this from especially men who will say, I don't understand. When we were together at the beginning, we had sex all the time. I thought I finally found the one mate who loved sex and that this was going to go on forever, right? That we were going to have sex every day for the rest of our lives. And they feel kind of gypped, ripped off.
Right. Guess what?
And they're like,
I think we
what?
All feel ripped off by life and some at some point.
Yeah.
But another thing that you say, which I think is so important for people to hear, is to really expand the definition of sex.
Yes. Yes. And I talk a lot about that in my book, especially as we get older and we may run into certain issues or certain problems. We're not able to do the same things that we once did. So we need to expand our definition of sex. Sex is not just about intercourse. And yet when you say the word sex, everybody thinks the same. Oh, that has to involve intercourse. And that's unfortunate because we lose out on the real purpose of sex in long-term relationships is connection and intimacy. And you don't need intercourse for that. It's
right. Nice,
but you don't need it.
So how do we get people, though, to like let go of this pretty powerful idea that everyone knows what sex is and it's this one thing?
Well, we have to talk about it. I think as both of us are in the education field and educating the public, people need to hear this more. And this is a way for them to readjust a little bit when they hear us talking about the realities and they don't feel abnormal or sick in any way or dysfunctional because this is what's going on. And they need to understand that sexuality is so large, and you talk about all aspects of sexuality, I do it, so that we expose the public to the range of sexual behavior. And there's such a range. And people have to start looking at that and being more open to many other things and also learning to adapt to what's happening in their own lives. You know, sometimes people are just pining for what was and they don't look at what they can have. They look at what they don't have. And that's tough to live like that in life in general.
Yeah, that's like the scarcity model, right? It's like, I've got to at least have what I had 20 years ago, rather than I have everything I want and I have everything I need and there's enough, my life is enough right now today.
That's right. That's very, very well said. Those people who keep thinking about what it was back then are unhappy. They're unhappy because you can't get younger and you can't get the beginning back and you can't go backwards. So how do you move forward and how do you use what you do have? So I try to teach men, for example, who have erectile dysfunction that is very difficult, let's say untreatable for whatever reason, if they have diabetes or they've had prostate cancer and surgeries and things like that. And I tell them, you have hands and you have a mouth and you've got, and you can still feel pleasure in your penis even if you don't have the erection. And they're surprised. It's like, what? If I thought they just give up on sex. If they don't have an erection, that's it. They're not doing anything. But then they deprive their partner of physical pleasure and the closeness and all of that. So it's teaching couples how to use what they do have.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, we got to take our first commercial break. We have just started to talk, people. So we're going to go away for a couple minutes. You're going to hear some commercials. You're going to support the people who made those commercials because that's who makes the show possible. And we will be back more with Dr. Lori when we return.
Sharpen your pencils and polish your apples because the Pleasure Chest is taking you back to school. The Pleasure Chest is the only adult boutique that offers free weekly workshops through their Pleasure Ed program, which is open to folks of all genders, experiences, and orientations who are looking to increase their sexual IQ. With classes ranging from strap on, get off, to the ultimate O, to spank someone happy, education has never been so stimulating. Attend any workshop at the Pleasure Chest and receive 15% off your purchase that night. Bring a hot study date or pick up some skills yourself. Check out pleasurechest.com for a complete listing of upcoming events nationwide and use the code Tristan at checkout to enjoy a free massage candle with your purchase, courtesy of the Pleasure Chest.
Life on the Swing Set is heading to paradise for the seventh time, and once again, we're taking over Desire Resort Riviera Maya in Cancun, Mexico.
With this year's hosts, me, Cooper, Ginger, Dylan, JV and Chara from Ending the Sexual Dark Age, and author, podcaster, and feminist porn filmmaker Tristan Taramino, our takeover allows us to mold the resort in our geeky, sexy, and inclusive image with orgies, classes about pegging, flogging, and fisting, theme nights, a full dungeon night, naked karaoke, mutual masturbation, and massages.
From November 3rd through the 10th, 2018, this beautiful all-inclusive resort will be full of sexy swing setters from every letter in the LGBTQA spectrum. Poly, swingers, nudists, kinksters, doms, subs, and those who are just curious about what a week at a sexy resort offers.
We take all the best of the swing set. Our values, our experience, our co-hosts, our community, and we bring it all together with the best resort staff on earth to create a queer, kink, and poly-friendly, consent-aware, and sexy-as-hell experience for everyone who joins us.
To come with us on our Swing Set Takes Desire 2018 trip and hear us podcast about our previous trips, head over to ssdesire.com. We'll be there to welcome you home.
Are you LGBTQIA?
genderqueer or gender variant, a sex worker, an activist, a polyamorous person? Well, the open list features therapists, sexuality and relationship coaches, traditional and alternative healthcare providers, mediators, lawyers, and more who are poly-aware, kink-competent, sex-positive, queer-affirming, and anti-oppression. They work with clients with alternative sexualities and relationship structures, including open relationships, polyamory, ethical non-monogamy, swinging, BDSM, and kink. They serve the unique needs of folks who think and live outside the box. To search for a professional in your area, go to the open list at openingup.net. If you're a professional who'd like to be listed, use the coupon code OPENTRIAL for a free 1-year trial.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, voiceamerica.com.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan@puckerup.com. That's Tristan@puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud, everyone. Did you know that Anal August is finally here? I did. Celebrate with the Pleasure Chest. They will be opening all month long about my favorite taboo topic, anal sex. Hop onto their blog as they unpack all the joys, benefits, and debunk the stigmas of this enjoyable orifice. Follow them on Instagram at Pleasure Chest Stores for some great anal sex giveaways. Or make a purchase at any Pleasure Chest store and get a free silicone butt plug booty rocker with any purchase over $40. As always, you can attend one of Pleasure Chest's free weekly workshops in Los Angeles, New York, or Chicago. I'm even teaching in Chicago, very excited to return to that city. I'll be teaching Designing Your Open Relationships on August 28th, and I hope to see you there. If you're in LA, don't miss the Endless Summer Anal August Daytime Celebration on Saturday, August 25th, featuring DJs, food trucks, a mini workshop, and giveaways. If you're not able to make it to a Pleasure Chest store, no problem. Just go on over to pleasurechest.com, and if you use the code Tristan at checkout, you get a free massage candle with your purchase. Okay, so I also want to say that I am so into this idea that Pleasure Chest is having like a giant celebration of anal sex, like DJs, like food trucks, like this is serious. And I also think Endless Summer Anal August Daytime Celebration is a good name for a band. So you guys can have that one. Okay, we are talking today with Dr. Lori Vitito, and we've been talking about desire. We've been talking about sexuality, and you have another TED Talk, Dr. Lori, from TEDx Montreal called The Pleasure Principle, in which you talk about the fluctuation of desire and how it is not a constant. I want to talk about that a little bit.
Right. That one talks about the female pleasure, and I do a lot of talks about that because I think there's a great misunderstanding in how we view female desire, and we tend to view female desire from a male perspective, and I think that's wrong. I think women don't, for the most part, again, I'm generalizing because it really, I'm talking about generally women in long-term relationships, about 75% of them, whose desire is no, like they lose the spontaneous desire for sex, but that doesn't mean that they are not responsive to sexual activity and that they do get aroused, they have orgasms, they're having really good sex, but they lose the oomph, they lose the get up and go for sex. And so they often end up in my office because their partners send them saying, there's something wrong with you, how come you never initiate? Well, maybe she's not that hungry, so you don't really initiate when you're not hungry, but if you present the food, I'll eat it and I'll enjoy it. It's that kind of thinking. And so we have to reframe female desire so that women aren't left frustrated, feeling like there's something seriously wrong with them. Like I have women crying in my office, telling me these stories of low desire, but when I check in and see, all right, well, when you do have sex, what happens? And many times they say it's really good. And so how, when are the condition, what are the conditions you need for it to be good? And then they tell me stories about how they're so full of either resentment or frustration or other things that have nothing to do with sex, but that don't make them want to be in the mood.
Right, right.
And women seem to be far more affected by their environment than men are. Not to say that men aren't, but for the majority, men are really good at switching it off.
I would also say, though, some men have responsive instead of spontaneous desire also.
Yes.
It's not just only women.
That's what I'm saying. It's not all. I would say the numbers are somewhere around 75% of women are this way and 25% of men are like this as well.
And I also want to tell people, if they want to go deeper into that, Emily Nagoski's book, Come As You Are, covers mm-hmm. all the research, which incidentally was done by a Canadian.
Yep. Rosemary Basson.
Yep. On spontaneous versus responsive desire. So if you want to go deeper into that.
A turning point. You talked about, you know, how long I've been in the field, and you've been in it a long time too, but this is one of the things that I've certainly seen is in terms of diagnosis and looking at when is it a disorder, when isn't it? Like, it has changed over the last 3 decades for sure. So the more understanding we have and the more we can transmit this information, the less I'm going to see people in my office who say that this is very distressing to them or to their relationship if they know what they have to do with this.
That's the key, the dissemination of the information, like making it understandable for a mass audience. And then doing these things like doing media things for people who literally wouldn't pick up a book, right? I don't think that's my audience, because my audience is very smart and thoughtful and readerly. But yeah, disseminating the information, getting it out there. You know, but one thing that struck me about that talk, the Montreal talk, was I was a little mad that I was like, why in 2018, I know you gave the talk a while ago, are we still telling people about clitoral stimulation and its key to women's pleasure? Like, I'm a little bit frustrated.
I know. And that's us banging our heads against the wall because we don't have enough education. And women, maybe now it's certainly getting better because they have access to more information now, but women don't know their bodies the same way that men do. Many people don't know that the clitoris is far more than the little button that they can feel. And we don't know our bodies. And I ask the audience every time that I'm doing a talk, if it's a group of women, I'll ask them, how many of you would be able to pick out your vulva from a lineup? And hardly a hand goes up. But you ask a group of guys how many would be able to pick out their penises in a lineup, and every hand goes up.
I loved that part of it. I was just thinking, if you've been to Betty Dodson, you can pick out your vulva in a lineup.
That's right. That's exactly right.
So
and
thank
actually,
you, Betty Dodson.
I love
for
Betty
that.
For that. She is just one of my mentors, and yes.
I mean, she for all of us, you know, she has literally contributed so much to where we are now. I know. And
she
she's
is
still
the true pioneer.
And she's still doing it. I mean, she's still doing these body sex workshops.
Yeah.
I don't know how old she is, but I feel like we're coming close to maybe
like 85.
80, yeah, that's what I was going to say.
More than 80, yeah.
I also love this metaphor that you use that I hope you'll repeat here about how sex is like going to the gym.
Oh, yes. That one is a good one simply because I live it, and I know a lot of people live it as well. There are people in the world who love going to the gym, who can get up, and they just love spending time at the gym. I hate it. But
those
I
people,
do
by the way, are
because,
into CrossFit.
Yeah.
Shout out to CrossFitters.
If that's who you are, more power to you. I'm very happy for you. But most of us we'll go willingly, but not enthusiastically, let's just say, right? And for me, I enjoy it when I'm there. I certainly enjoy when I get to the gym, I'm not turning back home. I'm going to go to my class. I'm going to do what I have to do. I'm going to feel really good afterwards. And then I'm going to say to myself, gee, you know what? That felt really good. I'm going to come back tomorrow. But tomorrow comes and I don't feel like getting out of bed that early. And it takes a lot out of me just to get myself going. But I remember that, well, wait a second, it will feel good. I know it's good for me. So I give myself all the reasons why it's good, and then I get out of bed and I go. Well, sex is very similar for a lot of people who don't have that spontaneous desire, who just aren't hungry for it. Like some people are very hungry for the gym. But they know that once they do it and they get stimulated, they're not turning back. They're not going like, okay, forget it. Usually the arousal kicks in and then the desire and they feel good and they love it and it brings them closer and they have all the benefits. And so it's very much like the gym.
I mean, I totally agree. Like I never want to exercise, but when I exercise, I always feel good. There's never been a chance where I exercise and I was like, that was dumb. I feel worse.
It's the same. It's the same point. It's not that people don't like to exercise. It's the point from getting there. It's just the getting there. Once you're there, it's all good. Mm-hmm. But it's getting up earlier. It's the whole process of between A and B, point A and point B. And with sex sometimes too, you've got to figure out how do you get from point A to point B? What are the conditions that you might need to make you willing to go, at least willing, and then knowing that you'll enjoy it once you're willing to go.
Exactly. Okay, we're going to take another break. Listen, we're live and I'm seeing your questions on Twitter and I'm gathering them up. So if you want to call in, you can call it 866-472-5788, 866-472-5788. You can post your questions on our Twitter, Sex Out Loud Radio, and you could also just email me, TristanPuckerUp.com, if it's a long story or requires some background. So coming up next, we are going to get to your questions, I promise, and we're going to talk about Dr. Lori's book, The Sex Bible for People Over 50. So stay with us.
Are you LGBTQIA? Genderqueer or gender variant, a sex worker, an activist, a polyamorous person? Well, the Open List features therapists, sexuality and relationship coaches, traditional and alternative healthcare providers, mediators, lawyers, and more who are poly-aware, kink competent, sex positive, queer affirming, and anti-oppression. They work with clients with alternative sexualities and relationship structures, including open relationships, polyamory, ethical non-monogamy, swinging, BDSM, and kink. They serve the unique needs of folks who think and live outside the box. To search for a professional in your area, go to the open list at openingup.net. If you're a professional who'd like to be listed, use the coupon code OPENTRIAL for a free 1-year trial.
Life on the Swing Set is heading to paradise for the 7th time, and once again, we're taking over Desire Resort Riviera Maya in Cancun, Mexico.
With this year's hosts, me, Cooper, Ginger, Dylan, JV and Chara from Ending the Sexual Dark Age, and author, podcaster, and feminist porn filmmaker Tristan Taramino, our takeover allows us to mold the resort in our geeky, sexy, and inclusive image with orgies, classes about pegging, flogging, and fisting, theme nights, a full dungeon night, naked karaoke, mutual masturbation, and massages.
From November 3rd through the 10th, 2018, this beautiful all-inclusive resort will be full of sexy swing setters from every letter in the LGBTQA spectrum. Poly, swingers, nudists, kinksters, doms, subs, and those who are just curious about what a week at a sexy resort offers.
We take all the best of the swing set. Our values, our experience, our co-hosts, our community, and we bring it all together with the best resort staff on earth to create a queer, kink, and poly-friendly, consent-aware, and sexy-as-hell experience for everyone who joins us.
to come with us on our Swing Set Takes Desire 2018 trip and hear us podcast about our previous trips, head over to ssdesire.com. We'll be there to welcome you home.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan at puckerup.com. That's Tristan at puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud, everyone. Hey, if you were listening closely to those commercials, you heard a commercial for The Swing Set Takes Desire. I've been talking about this on my social media lately. It really is an amazing vacation. All the folks at Life on the Swing Set are hosting their 7th annual trip to Desire Resort in Cancun, Mexico. They get to do all the programming because it's an entire takeover of the hotel. And the hotel is all-inclusive, adults only, clothing optional, super, super sexy. So they do all the programming. There are theme nights. There are hanging out in the hot tub. There are classes. I'm teaching a class on how to organize a gangbang, among other things. And everyone is welcome. So whether you are like an old-time BDSMer or you've been polyamorous for 20 years, or maybe you're new to the whole scene and curious and want to figure it out and see what it's like, please go to ssdesire.com to find out more. It's November 3rd to the 10th. And I will definitely be there. Okay, so we've been talking today with Dr. Lori Petito, and I want to get to the book, Lori, The Sex Bible for People Over 50. First, I want to start with, why 50? Is it the new 40?
It's the new 40, right. Really, because I was turning 50. I was like done at the same time as I was turning 50, so I decided, hey, I'm getting older, all my friends are. We need to have the goods, like we need the information. So it's a very science-based kind of book where I gathered all the information about sex and aging, all the things. I wanted to be prepared for all the things that could happen. And talking to a lot of people in their 50s and older who are telling me how sex was the best they've ever had. And then I started doing more research and found out that really people in their 50s and 60s have probably the most satisfying sex of any age group. So I wanted to make sure and cover all the bases as to how to ensure to have the best sex of your life and not give up. Because part of the problem is I was seeing a lot of people who would be giving up on sex for whatever reason. It's like, oh, we've been married 25 years. Oh, forget it. I'm too old already. Big deal. And I was like, why are you giving up on pleasure, on something that is your right? It's something that is good. Like, why would you give up on that kind of fun? And that's why I wrote the book.
Well, it's obviously needed, and I feel like one of the things that I love about your book is it has photographs, and it actually does feature people over 50 having sex, which is one of the most underrepresented groups of people erotica and porn. Like, you never see older people. So that's like a bonus. It's like, look, here are these older, sexy people doing sexy things to each other.
I put pictures in there. Well, interestingly, the way I conceived of the book was I said, all right, if I want men and women to read the book, and this is not to be an insult to anybody, but I need to make it colorful and with pictures and not so much reading. Like, it can't be a big just words, because people are getting, there's so many self-help books out there. I just wanted someone that can go to a chapter and find a solution, look for their problem, find the solution, and there it is. So to make it as easy to read as possible for both, for all genders, like especially for both people in the couple. I didn't want always one picking up the self-help books. I wanted something that couples could read together.
Yeah, absolutely. Because the biggest buyer of self-help books is actually women, right?
It's women.
And they read them alone.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay, we got a question from Twitter, which is applicable. My husband's penis is becoming less sensitive as we age. Can we do something?
Yes, more stimulation. this is actually covered in the book, where men and women can lose some sensation. Men need more direct stimulation to get to the same place. So you'll have to adjust the kind of stimulation that your partner has. And whether it's longer, more intense stimulation, whether it's using sex toys, whether it's, it could be, like, you have to figure it out with your partner what kind of stimulation is needed, because we fall back to our same old, right? What used to work when we were 30 or 40, what used to get us there. Sometimes a man may not even need any direct stimulation. They could just get an erection spontaneously. But as you get older, you start to need more. And women too, there are less nerve endings, and so you need to stimulate more, which is where sex toys are a great thing for women and clitoral stimulation. So it's adjusting and adapting to these normal changes for the most part.
At the other end of the spectrum, you also talk about pain during sex, especially for women, yes, during penetration. There are things we have to contend with as we age: vaginal dryness, vaginal atrophy, other vaginal changes if, for example, you've given birth vaginally, if you've had a hysterectomy. So what are some of the things we can do to address those head on? Because I do feel like women sort of suffer in silence sometimes.
They do, and they often don't know what they can do about it. So I'll tell you a story of a woman who spoke to me. She was 65. She was 65 in a relationship, came to me and said, I haven't had sex in a few years. It's far too painful. My vagina is really dry. And I said, well, have you been using lubricant, or are you doing anything? Are you putting anything? And she says, no, she didn't even know what lubricant was. She'd never bought it or anything. And so once she started doing that, I saw her again, let's say, I think it was 3 or 4 months later, and said her life had changed, because now with proper lubrication, she was able to have painless sex. Sometimes it's simple solutions. Sometimes you do need an evaluation, sometimes by a gynecologist who can determine or discuss with you options for hormones. Intravaginal hormone replacement is a fantastic option for women to maintain the moisture and the elasticity of the vagina. So that's possible. It's very low risk in terms of breast cancer or any of the other cancers, because it is very, very little gets into the bloodstream. It's really localized. Using a good lubricant and a lot of it is really important as well. For some women, I suggest they go and seek out help from a pelvic floor physiotherapist.
Oh, yes. Let's talk about that. We had someone on. We were talking about this, and we're trying to get someone on because this is such an underreported thing that exists, and it's a resource that people need.
Yes, I work closely with one in Montreal, with a few actually, but one of them is a regular on my radio show, because it's something that comes up a lot in terms of questions and pain and what this, and a physiotherapist works, a pelvic floor physio works directly in the vulva, right, in the vagina, and helps with the stretching and can really not just diagnose, but also work the scar tissue if there's scar tissue, and they work directly. A gynecologist doesn't have the time to do that and wouldn't do that. And this is a very specialized form of physiotherapy that women find extremely helpful. And working with a physio and a sex therapist is a really good combination.
Yeah. And, you know, speaking of physical therapy, and we also talked about the gym, we are going to go to break, people. But I wanted to give a shout out to one of my favorite things in Los Angeles, and it's Bevan's Fat Kid Dance Party in the Park. Saturday, August 4th. That's tomorrow at 10 a.m. in Elysian Park, on Elysian Park Drive in Los Angeles. If you go to her Facebook page, which is just Fat Kid Dance Party, there are also other events coming up in Atlanta and in Seattle. It's a great exercise. It's much fun. It's body positive. It's awesome. So more with Dr. Lori when we come back.
Sharpen your pencils and polish your apples because the Pleasure Chest is taking you back to school. The Pleasure Chest is the only adult boutique that offers free weekly workshops through their Pleasure Ed program, which is open to folks of all genders, experiences, and orientations who are looking to increase their sexual IQ. With classes ranging from strap on, get off, to the ultimate O, to spank someone happy, education has never been so stimulating. Attend any workshop at the Pleasure Chest and receive 15% off your purchase that night. Bring a hot study date or pick up some skills yourself. Check out pleasurechest.com for a complete listing of upcoming events nationwide and use the code Tristan at checkout to enjoy a free massage candle with your purchase, courtesy of the Pleasure Chest.
Life on the Swing Set is heading to paradise for the seventh time, and once again, we're taking over Desire Resort Riviera Maya in Cancun, Mexico.
With this year's hosts, me, Cooper, Ginger, Dylan, JV and Chara from Ending the Sexual Dark Age, and author, podcaster, and feminist porn filmmaker Tristan Taramino, our takeover allows us to mold the resort in our geeky, sexy, and inclusive image with orgies, classes about pegging, flogging, and fisting, theme nights, a full dungeon night, naked karaoke, mutual masturbation, and massages.
From November 3rd through the 10th, 2018, this beautiful all-inclusive resort will be full of sexy swing setters from every letter in the LGBTQA spectrum. Poly, swingers, nudists, kinksters, doms, subs, and those who are just curious about what a week at a sexy resort offers.
We take all the best of the swing set. Our values, our experience, our co-hosts, our community, and we bring it all together with the best resort staff on earth to create a queer, kink, and poly-friendly, consent-aware, and sexy-as-hell experience for everyone who joins us.
To come with us on our Swing Set Takes Desire 2018 trip and hear us podcast about our previous trips, head over to ssdesire.com. We'll be there to welcome you home.
Are you LGBTQIA, genderqueer or gender variant, a sex worker, an activist, a polyamorous person? Well, the open list features therapists, sexuality and relationship coaches, traditional and alternative healthcare providers, mediators, lawyers, and more who are poly-aware, kink-competent, sex-positive, queer-affirming, and anti-oppression. They work with clients with alternative sexualities and relationship structures, including open relationships, polyamory, ethical non-monogamy, swinging, BDSM, and kink. They serve the unique needs of folks who think and live outside the box. To search for a professional in your area, go to the open list at openingup.net. If you're a professional who'd like to be listed, use the coupon code OPENTRIAL for a free 1-year trial.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan at puckerup.com. That's Tristan at puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud, everyone. Hey, I want to tell you the classes that are coming up at Pleasure Chest, which are free and start at 8 p.m. August 5th, Intimate Partner Yoga with Miyoko in Los Angeles. And then Los Angeles, August 8th, Butt Sex Basics with Victor and Eric. In New York City, August 8th, Spank Someone Happy with Nico. Are you sensing a theme? And in Chicago, August 8th, Butt Sex Basics with Ant. Go to pleasurechest.com, click on events to find out about these, to find out about my thing that's coming up in Chicago later in the month, and all their great events. Okay, we've been talking today with Dr. Lori Batito, the author of The Sex Bible for People Over 50, and we've generated a bunch of questions. So this is obviously something people want to know about. Okay, so this question is, am I imagining things or does my partner taste different as we age? And they didn't specify the gender, so that's like interesting.
Yeah, well, all these things are certainly possible because if let's say it's the vagina, the hormones are different. So the pH level might change with the lack of estrogen. So there might be a difference in taste. Absolutely. Of course, you always have to worry if there's a really foul odor or something really off, then you have that checked out. But generally speaking, yeah, it can be a little different, and that's fine. It could also vary with what you eat.
Right. Okay, this one's a little bit longer. It has some background. I am a divorced woman who's 62. I've been celibate for 15 years since ending my marriage. I made some male friends over the years, and I socialized, but after my divorce, I didn't really date. Recently, I've had a couple of lunch dates with a new man, which is a long way from having a relationship, but I am interested in him sexually, but I'm extremely nervous about it. If I do decide that I want to have a relationship, what do I need to consider with regards to having sex? I grew up with a rather repressed attitude toward sex. I have many concerns about having sex after a long period of celibacy. My biggest concern is that intercourse will be painful or maybe impossible or no fun. I'm also afraid I will burst into tears since I have not had an intimate relationship for so many years. I fear being completely overwhelmed by my emotions. Signed, celibate for 15 years. Wow, this really covers the gamut, right? From the emotional to the psychological to the physical.
Yeah, yes, exactly. And very touching and very common. It's something that I hear quite a bit from people who have just been out of the game and then it's been years and then their bodies have changed and then they have to adapt to that. So the first thing is, in any potential relationship, I think it's important to have open dialogue. So talking about your fears with your potential sex partner, I think, is important. Like, get comfortable enough with this person non-sexually first to be able to have these kinds of conversations. I think that's really important. So even if you burst out crying and you've got emotions, that's perfectly normal. That comes with the orgasm, with the letting go of everything. And so you'd be perfectly normal to do that, and that's okay, and there's nothing to be embarrassed about. That's the one thing. As you get older, you start to you worry a little less about what people will think, and you need to kind of worry about yourself at this point. I would, in this case, I would try myself, like with a small dildo, for example, insertions. I would try with a tampon first or a finger first, and then you can see how you're going to feel by insertion. And make sure you always use a lot of lubricant. You might want to go see the gynecologist to check for vaginal dryness. So you may want to start with intravaginal estrogen creams as well. So those are some of the things to prepare. The pelvic floor physiotherapy could also help to stretch the introitus. That might be helpful as well.
Yeah, because some people don't know that the entrance can actually narrow.
It narrows without use. Without use, because regular sex keeps more elasticity in your vagina. It keeps it, regular orgasms, all of that help to maintain the tone of the vagina. It's like any muscle would stop using, right?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, another question sort of related to this is, as an older person, how would you approach sex with a new partner? And I've got to tell a story before this. So I have been binge watching Love Connection, the reboot, on television. And I do not, my dear listeners, judge me. Do not judge me. And one of the shows, they have a grandfather who's in his 60s and is like looking for love, and he was somehow an internet sensation because he made a date with someone and did all these things and got there and she stood him up. So then they were like, we've got to bring him on Love Connection and get him on Love Connection. And so when they start talking, and they have like 2 minutes to summarize these dates that they go on, one of the women says, you know, right away he informed me that all of his equipment is working, it's in working condition. And I just thought, oh God. You know what I mean? It's like just can we stop with the crazy heteronormativity and it's all about intercourse? You know, I mean,
that's right.
I want there to be older people on TV talking about sex. I want that. And I want them to be sexy and excited and dating and romantic, all of it. But I was just like, why do we have to go back to the dick? Why do we have to go back to the dick?
I would be much more interested in what kind of a lover are you? And it's not about your dick, right? Are you
right.
considerate? Are you passionate? Are you kind? Are you giving? Like, these are the things I'd want to know. That's what you should be talking about, not whether it stands up straight or not.
Right, right. I mean, it just struck me because I just saw it today. I was just like, oh, these people, they need Lori's book. How do I get it to them? I just want everyone to read it. Because I do think that there are like more concerns, right, that than just if you have quote unquote working equipment. And of course, when they said that, they didn't mean his mouth, his tongue, his brain, his hands, right?
Which is what they should have said, right.
Or a well-charged vibrator like by the bed. That's all working equipment also, but you know sort of what they meant. Okay,
exactly.
Dr. Lori, we're out of time. Do you believe that?
Oh, we'll have to do it again.
Oh my God. Okay. Let me tell people how to find you on the internet. Dr. Lori Petito, first of all, her book is called The Sex Bible for People Over 50. I recommend this as a gift for people. Because people may be shy and be like, I don't know, and like I'm getting back in the game, like some of these letters. Yeah. And I think this just makes a good gift because then they can laugh it off and then devour it when you're not around.
It's a great gift for someone turning 50.
Yes,
actually.
It's a great gift.
And it could be a gag.
50.
It could be like, oh, I'm worried about your sexuality. Here
yeah.
you go.
And then they, you again, like people, it can be at a party and people can be like, oh, but then you actually have a resource, right, in your hands.
That's right.
You can find out more about the book, about Dr. Lori, about her radio show Passion on drlori.com, LAURIE. Also, she is at Dr. Lori Petito, BETITO, on Twitter, on Facebook, and on Instagram. Thanks again for being on the show. I really appreciate it.
Such a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
I want to thank everyone else who makes the show possible. Executive producer Karen Dana, senior producer Raymond Johnson, announcer Cooper Beckett from Life on the Swing Set, A-Rod, my engineer, and everyone at Voice America. Hey, if you like this show, you can listen to it again or maybe send the link to a friend or subscribe to it on iTunes, which I would love you for. So there's a lot of different ways that you can listen. You can go to voiceamerica.com and search Sex Out Loud. You'll go to my homepage and then you'll see how to live stream it. You can also download the app and listen to it on your phone on the app. Or like I said, you can go to Stitcher or iTunes and subscribe to it. And then it just shows up in your mailbox, shows up in your box, sort of spontaneously, which would be great. So do that, really do that. And I want you to tune in next Friday, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. I have been wanting to have this person on my show for a really long time, and I cannot believe that Raymond has made it happen. Her name is Sonia Renee Taylor. She founded the blog, The Body Is Not an Apology. And she just released a new book with the same title, The Body Is Not an Apology. It's a fantastic book, one that I definitely recommend everyone should read, and especially women. So I'm really excited to talk to her. In the meantime, you can find me on social media. I'm at Tristan Taramino on Twitter, on Facebook, and on Instagram. I'm also, the show is on Twitter, as you know, at Sex Out Loud Radio, where Raymond diligently and wonderfully captures the show and live tweets it, and also collects your questions as they're coming in real time. So thanks, Raymond. That's a really good skill. And in the meantime, feel free to talk about sex, no matter what your age is. Talk about sex out loud.
That's a wrap on today's show. Go to voiceamerica.com to listen to this and other episodes on demand or as podcasts. And make sure you come back next Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific, for Sex Out Loud with Tristan Taramino on Voice America Variety.